Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by investor, speaker, and award-winning author, Natalie Torres Haddad. Natalie will share the tips and tricks of money management, as well as the story of self-made millionaires who have attained financial freedom.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres Haddad. I'm really excited to be sharing with you what we're going to be doing this season ahead. But first, I had to apologize for being a little MIA, but I think that's the reality of doing podcasting, and those that are podcasters understand the real stress that comes with doing a podcast, because there's always that I have to stay to my deadline. I have to make sure I have everything on point and my people that I'm going to interview available. Well, for me, last year, I was so fortunate enough to launch my podcast, and thankful for Randy, who helped me produce and do everything. The truth was, I actually recorded most of the episodes, the interviews, the year prior. And luckily, I understood, okay, I need to get a few episodes out before doing so. And then I thought, oh, I have another year or so to really get at least 20 episodes under my belt. And what happened, most of you know, you've been following my journey. In January, my grandmother unexpectedly passed away from a heart attack. And obviously that threw my whole world upside down. And a few months later, maybe less than a month and a half later, I said, you know what, it's time. Let's just have these podcasts out there. And at least I can get some more information to the audience afterwards. And luckily I did. And through the process, I also came across a lot of people saying, why don't you have this content in Spanish and bilingual or Spanglish, really? And so that's kind of where the process came from there. And lo and behold, I was so lucky enough to get offered a TEDx talk that following, I would say actually December, right before she passed away. So now all of a sudden I am preparing hours, I would say at least 80 hours for this. I mean, once in a life opportunity. And so I took that chance, and that meant I had to put the podcast in the back burner and say, I'm eventually going to get back to it. Luckily for me, I had enough time to practice that. I got that out of the way and actually recorded some of those episodes with some of the people that I came across. And why I wanted to do this type of podcast was because I came across so many people that were not only self-made millionaires, but successful in their industries. More importantly, these were people that were making change and also represented different types of backgrounds. So for me, I always imagined this person to be, you know, maybe it was a second, third generation millionaire, and most likely not a person of color, most likely not a woman. And I came across so many people that were successful in their own right and their own field. So knowing that I had this opportunity and really the privilege to get to know these people and access to these people, I wanted to be able to ask them these questions. As I went through my journey, I've been interviewed by many different podcasts, but something I would always see at the very end of our episodes, they say, we need to do a follow-up, or let's answer these questions. So this is kind of a great opportunity for me to be able to share what I've learned, what I've applied, and be able to hopefully help the person that's listening to this. Well, along this whole journey, like I said, last year was probably an intense year, one of the most intense years for me. Lo and behold, 7 months later, my grandfather passed away. So yeah, a bit of a downer to say, but I was trying to emotionally deal with everything that was going on. I was extremely close to my family, those that know me. I was constantly with him at least every other week, and it was Alzheimer's as well. So it was kind of my opportunity to take time for myself. And I'm a big advocate for mental health, not just financial literacy, but understand that when your family or your own turmoil is happening, that also can affect your finances. So for me, I had to make the choice to make sure I was focused on what was important for me at the time, obviously, which was my family and making sure that I was there and present. So this year, I'm extremely excited to be able to not only continue this journey and be able to put out all these other episodes I did record this past year, and some are in Spanish, some of them are Spanglish, but more importantly, I'm growing the team. And one of the coolest things is that you come across people that not only get your mission, but have wonderful experience, have wonderful education, and more importantly, understand the need to be able to have not only bilingual content, but more importantly, something that's accessible to people. So I actually served on a board of a nonprofit, and being able to be connected with women, like-minded women that got the mission, I got to meet Carmen Hermosillo, who you're about to meet in a minute. And hearing her story is something that inspired me, because it let me know that I'm not the only one that thinks about these things. These are questions that we all have. And growing up in a very different circumstances, for those that have heard my previous podcast, have understand that there's always these challenges that we have to be faced with. Whether you're the first in your family to do anything, whether you're a first-generation college student, whether you're an immigrant, whether you're trying to figure out what your own path would be, I wanted not only to help share my story so people can see that it is possible to do the things that you want to do. Obviously, the work that comes with it and being able to collaborate with the right people and find the right team. Just today doing this podcast that you can, there, you'll see behind the scenes that there's a whole group of people doing this. So before I introduce her, I am just extremely grateful for her as far as not only understanding what we want to do and the mission. She's also a Spanish speaker. She'll tell you about her background. But being able to share these stories of interesting people and seeing what their success has helped them and what financial literacy has meant to them in their life. Because many of us feel alone when it comes to it. And let's be real, over 55% of Americans are financial illiterate. And I don't necessarily blame our school system sometimes, but it's also, it's dry material, and the whole point is having fun content. So that's part of my mission and purpose, to be able to not only provide that in the different languages, but more importantly, make people excited about doing this. This is why Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes came about, not just because of my book, but it was because I thought if people are willing to take 20 minutes out of their day, make something fun, it could be a way for them to really understand that it only really just takes something a little bit at a time for you to learn. And it's just like learning another language. You can't expect to learn it in one day. It's going to take time. And 20 minutes is something that most people have the time to do. So that means maybe, you know, skipping out on a show or not, whatever it is that you take for 20 minutes out of your time. But understanding that taking care of your finances and your money is a process. It's a journey. It's always evolving and it's never ending. So I wanted to introduce Carmen because she will be not only doing a lot of interviews on her own, but we'll also be tackling great topics together and really some of those taboos with not just within our different cultures, but more importantly, be able to talk about these situations that affect our finances and what financial literacy is. So welcome to the team. Excited to introduce you, a newest team member to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes podcast, Carmen Hermosillo.
Thank you, Natalie. Thank you so much for having me, for giving me this opportunity. Like Natalie said, we both met. We were both on a nonprofit organization, and it was a mutual kind of gravity-like relationship.
The energy was there.
That we had. And immediately, you know, when I met Natalie, of course, I was inspired by her, not only because she's a woman in finance, but also because she's an immigrant. And she was relating to my story and to people that I knew. I listened to her TED Talk and I was like, okay, she gets me. We understand. We're on the same wavelength. So that's how Natalie and I met. My background in finance is that I actually started working in finance as a financial advisor. Previously to that, I was in banking, working in credit cards and in the mortgage department. And this is where I had a lot of eye-opening experiences, not only how the policies in banks affect everybody, all the consumers, but primarily Hispanics. And that's really where I saw the need for financial literacy, because so many people found themselves, you know, in debt or struggling to make ends meet. And it was because they were lacking just the basics of understanding, you know, their credit card statements. And this was a time when the recession was happening, and I felt really kind of not empowered, you know, to help these people, because all I can do was, you know, remove a fee or maybe remove like an interest, but I couldn't really help them a lot. So I thought that the way to do more and to educate people was to be a financial advisor. And so I did. I got my licensing and I went with an independent broker, and I found out that it was not what I wanted to do. It was a sales job, essentially. But it did expose me to working with teachers in the Los Angeles County and with employees in the Los Angeles County area. And also, again, that's where I saw a lot of people didn't have the basics in finances. During this time, I also had my own issues with finances. And it came from thinking that, well, I know better because, you know, I'm a financial advisor and I used to work in a bank. So if I knew better, then I did better, right? But that wasn't necessarily the case. So I found myself without a job, no savings, you know, multiple times, not just once. I know people sometimes have one experience of not having a job and it completely changes them. Well, that wasn't the issue for me. I had years of off and off, on and off of work. And that's when I had to kind of see myself, do some self-awareness and check, you know, check really what was going on with me. And it was, again, you know, the basics and the principles of learning about finances and money management. So when I met Natalie, I was actually in a transition point back into starting my career in education and finances. And it was really just, like I said, really organic. And she's been great helping me throughout, you know, the last year and a half or so. Just showing me what this space is all about and what I can do more by sharing my story and also sharing what I've learned along the way. And just sharing some tips and hopefully some inspiration for anybody that's out there struggling with money issues, trying to get themselves out of debt or just in a better money situation. Right. Because I'm also still going through that, but I feel a little more empowered and not as disconnected with my money. So I feel like a lot of people can relate with that. And I hope that, you know, my story is going to help somebody out there.
And I like how you're saying it, it does resonate with so many of people, whether you're a millennial or not. I mean, I come across people all different ages that are dealing with, you're just saying, like, maybe transition of different jobs or, you know, the recession is, you know, it's happening and it's going to happen. And it's a denial that most of us might have. Right. And the truth is, it's, you just said, it's being able to share our stories and being able to talk about some of these issues that might be very difficult for most of us. Right. You know, it's kind of like, well, who am I, first of all? You kind of wonder. But the truth is, like, well, there is some experiences and some great experiences that we learned, right, as we made those mistakes, and hopefully not being so hard on ourselves. And I think that's the most difficult part, is when people are talking about their finances or their money, they don't want to share their errors or what was their failure, you could say. But the truth is, if we don't, then what happens is we repeat it most likely, or we don't protect our loved ones, our family and friends from repeating the same mistakes. And you and I had a very similar background where it's like, it wasn't really talked about at home exactly as far as sitting down and going our finances. I think we were lucky enough and fortunate that our parents provided for us. And we always had these, maybe opportunities that most people might not have, but, but the lack of that conversation is something that could have been something we would have been taught right away. Right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, learning early on, you know, in your early years, regardless of the topic, is always going to be helpful so that you can make the errors early in life, yes, as opposed to later in life, where your habits are already in place, you are shameful, you know, with finances. There's a lot of shame that comes with it.
Yes.
So it doesn't allow you to seek out for help or to even talk about, you know, the finances. And I think that's something that we can help a lot of people with. It's like, it's okay, you know, to ask these questions. It's okay to seek help and to say, yes, hey, I'm in a dire situation. I really need somebody's help.
Yes.
Because it can really have an impact on your life and in all avenues.
Yes. And you said it, you felt empowered after, right? And I think that's something that I really feel the same way, where it's like, I know there's so many things I still have to learn and will probably always continue to learn. But as women, especially, it's not necessarily just the empowered part, but it's the education that comes with it, because we feel less confident going into, well, careers. I mean, hello, finance is one that's like, I'm normal walking into a room or a conference where it's like, there's very few women, let alone women of color. Mm-hmm. And we already feel this, like we don't belong. And right. So having these conversations, talking to people that are successful in their own right, we're learning from their mistakes too. And I love those questions, because I think I learn more from a person when they're really honest and vulnerable, right, about what they're right. going through, and being connecting with other people. I think, like, We All Grow is one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast here, right? And it's a women empowerment thing too. So I think it's important that it becomes not only a conversation, but this generation thing that we're dealing with, because when our women are doing well financially and have the equal wage gap, we are actually changing the make of our communities. Yes. That means we're helping our spouses, our partners, our families, our children, and we don't continue this a lack of money in generations, because how many single moms that we've known or single parents that have,
right, you know, and ultimately that's what we want to pass on to our family, right?
Yes.
Generational debt is very real.
Right.
Generational poverty is very real. And I think what I want, what drives me, is the pursuit to create generational wealth, mm-hmm, for my family.
Right.
And right now that's something that I'm working on. But I do want to also showcase that women can do it.
Yes.
I want to be an example for people, especially, you know, Hispanic women. We feel sometimes so, we think sometimes that finances is going to be, at least that's the way I grew up, that finances was like an older white man telling you, you know, what to do or to educate you. So I feel that if you and I come into a room and talk about finances, then we make it okay for other women of color, to talk about it and to ask questions and be and say, hey, I can learn this. It's not that it's not hard.
Yes. And it's that representation that matters, right? It's kind of some of these interviews, if you heard the first few podcasts, different backgrounds. And I loved hearing like the, you know, the men's experience and women's experience and their first time when they got that big check and just really understanding what their process has been. I feel not only the empowerment is there. I mean, that's just, I think that's just really the word that, you know, you feel empowered. But when you start to see yourself in these people, just recently, I'm just excited to see Arlen Hamilton. She was featured on the cover of Fast Company, and being able to see a black woman and someone that is obviously investing in black and brown communities, she's a venture capitalist and investing in mostly women-owned, mm-hmm, and she's openly gay too, and I love that about who she is as far as how she is representing different types of cultures and people, and we can see ourselves in that. And I think this is one of the fun things about being in, you know, able to talk about this in less than 20 minutes. You know, if you have time to binge, you listen to others. And the fact that you speak Spanish too, I was like, that's a bonus, so we can have more more interviews.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Spanglish that will be going on, but you will be able to.
Oh yeah, and our accents are totally different. We could it's the funny part. I think that's the cool thing is people that are even learning Spanish, maybe they're not Latino listening to this, mm-hmm, it's being able to understand that, yeah, there's completely different accents. You know, obviously different countries, we're going to hear that. But when you're from Los Angeles too, our accents are even all over the place. Half of the time people can't figure out where I'm from. So I'm like, well, it's because I live in LA. And, you know, you pick up on that.
Right. So, yeah, I'm Mexican-American.
And I'm Salvadorian, born in Salvador, raised in LA. So it's going to be an interesting few interviews that you've already heard with, you know, the Cuban accent and what you hear here and there from people. So stay tuned, and we'll definitely get you more information, too, on the Spanish one. So financially savvy in 20 minutes.
Bye, guys.